This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Guardians begin a, 13-day road trip, a 10-day road trip, 13 games straight, starting tonight in Cincinnati. Is it as awkward as you thought it would be with Terry Francona managing the Revs? I haven't even thought about it.
I forgot he was manager for a moment. I see his quotes, and I'm like, oh, you know, Tito, I miss having his quotes here. But no, yeah, you're probably right. But I haven't been analyzing their games. Nope. I haven't been really paying attention.
Last time I thought about them.
But maybe that's also part of it being baseball. When do we ever really do that in baseball like we do the other sports?
Well, it's Stephen Vogt's not giving you a reason to think about
that's true.
No. Well, we don't. Yeah, that's true. And we don't analyze a lot of other teams like we would just.
Like if they were bad last year and then he was making horrible managing decisions. Oh, we missed Terry Francona. Yep. Where is he? How are they doing down there? I wish we had him back. Get him back. But. We got Stephen Vogt, and he's doing a fine job.
It just feels like things are fine and dandy. They have to keep their head above water and tread water for a while. I don't know what they're going to do to get the CBA figured out coming up because they have to go back to the table again this winter. But as of right now, it seems to be good. I just thought it might be a little bit more awkward with Terry Francona, but I think Owen just hit it right there. That Stephen Vogt's working out great. And the last time I thought of Terry Francona was his exit velocity comments that he had about a week or two ago when somebody tried to mention exit velocity on a home run. He's like,
little care.
Well, you know how he doesn't. But that was the last time I saw it. So it'll be fun to watch.
Are you rooting for him in Cincinnati?
No. You know, thanks for asking me that. No. I know a lot of us have like National League teams. It's like, hey, I'm kind of cool with that team.
You don't think it'd be cool for him to have another team that, because it's not like we root against him and we're mad that he's no longer the manager here, especially with the way Vogt, you know, hit the ground running, wins manager of the year. So it's not like we're irate over that. So can you root for a guy that this region, this fan base really grew to love and fall in love with? Probably of all coaches, managers over time, like he was probably the one that I think we enjoyed having.
But I just can't find anything about the Reds to get behind. Never. Yeah, never.
He would be the guy.
Yeah.
He would be the reason.
It would make total sense for me to sit here and go, because a lot of kids growing up, I don't know how kids watch baseball anymore, but growing up, it was easy to say, hey, the Cubs are a team that I like in the National League because they were on WGN. We've been on the road a million times. Then they won the World Series against us, so the Cubs went out the window. I've never felt that way towards the Reds. It makes sense that they're in Ohio. I like Marty Brenneman. I liked the way he did it. I know he doesn't do it anymore, but I like the way he did it. But I don't feel that way. You know who I kind of feel? Like, I'm like, I kind of like your style. Kind of feeling that way about the Brewers. Like, if I was going to have a National League team, I'm like, okay, I like your colors. I like your jerseys. Your jerseys are excellent. It's a likable group. We just got done playing, and we took 2 out of 3. So it's like, hey, you're doing well, but you're not doing better than us. Actually, they're not doing that great this year. Maybe it's the Brewers. Kind of like your stuff. Dan Menigan's a nice guy. He's from Milwaukee or Wisconsin.
They're beer-based.
They're beer-based, yes. I don't know if Joe likes baseball, but I bet Joe would be a Brewers fan if he were a baseball fan.
Because you wouldn't talk about him for three times the pay.
No, I wouldn't. That's a good point. No, I wouldn't do that. Ed Gein, he's from Wisconsin.
Great guy.
Man. Yeah, I mean, you know, just saying, I'm interested in that sort of thing. So maybe that's right. Do you have a National League team at all?
Well, I mean, my whole childhood and everything.
It was the Cubs.
It was the Cubs by far.
Do you have anything this
year? I haven't really migrated to anybody.
I was starting to think Padres, but they go on at 10:30 at night. I'm trying to go to bed, guys. So I can't watch a whole lot of Padres. It's a one sport town. They've invested heavily in it. Hell, they took out a bank loan so they could make payroll to try to get this team a win. So I kind of like the Padres. Colors are pretty cool. Jerseys are pretty cool.
Stadium's cool.
Jersey's cool. Stadium's cool. They got that metal place over there in left field.
Got that metal place.
Well, hell, Owen, I mean, I can't explain it all over there. And I'm like, I kind of like the Brewers in a certain way.
I just can't see me. This is the big difference I have with baseball and the other sports. I can't see me sitting down and saying, all right, carving out the next 3 hours to watch another team.
Now it's like two and a half.
Two years has bitched about his time and always bitched about baseball time, but bitched about his free time. You are not taking out another team.
No.
He's the king of bitching about time.
No, there's no way I have another. I just have enough time to turn over something. I mean, I get downstairs from bath and bedtime, I think at like 7:45, then I got to finish everything in the dishwasher. It's past 8 o'clock by the time.
Before June 1st, you have no baseball.
So yeah, games are starting at 6. You're just missing those.
Somebody did just write, Twitter reactions brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store, Buckeyes 2003. Writes, weird, closet Michigan fan likes the Brewers colors.
It's onto something. Maybe it is. Do they have a fight song?
I do myself no favors, do I?
Brewers have a good fight song?
I imagine it would be the Badgers fight song on Wisconsin. Daryl Ryder, 802. Eric at home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Was on Afternoons yesterday. Eric Edholm kind of got me worked up over this. This is what Yahoo Sports Eric Edholm had to say about why the Browns have only 1 o'clock games.
Clearly, the expectations are not sky high for this team. And right now, there isn't that one sort of marketable star on the team. Again, I'm not saying Myles Garrett isn't a star. You can look at it that way and take it as a slight. And I'm sure they'll use it as motivation on some level.
Well, you did kind of say that. You could say no offense to Myles Garrett, but you did say it's not a marketable star as a reason you're not. Do we have stars on this football team at 3-14?
Well, I love this question because I was going to shout out Myles Garrett. Myles Garrett can wreck a game, can completely dominate a game, can put pressure on a quarterback throughout. But are defensive players ever why people tune in to watch the NFL? Probably not, right?
I would agree with you, except for the top guys, and he's the top guy.
He is the top guy.
And his pass rusher is not like Denzel's one of the top guys, and I don't sit there and go, I hope he covers this.
Well, you can't. Really, hold on. That's an interesting distinction. You can't even see the corners.
Right.
So that it can never be a corner. Like you can't even. I remember when Dion was playing,
they would have a separate camera.
Yes, because you can't see the corner. So it's kind of unfair to them. They get totally gypped. You can't see a corner on the normal TV. You need the all 22.
Are we three the best to say that? Like Miles is a star. Miles is a star here. Miles is a star to football people.
Yes,
we got three football guys sitting here. We got a station of football guys sitting
that's
there.
Right. Yeah, my sister does not know who Miles Garrett is, and that's always the test.
There you go.
She knows the quarterbacks. She knows Josh Allen. She knows a lot of them.
Yes.
You know Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders.
I think my sister's taller than
Dylan Gabriel. She will definitely know Shedeur Sanders. Your sister knows who Shedeur Sanders is, doesn't she?
Ooh.
I don't know. Carla doesn't know who's your... Call her up right now.
You know what?
It's 6:51 over there.
I bet you she doesn't know.
She's awake.
I bet you she does not know.
Will we get in trouble? Text her. Don't call her on the air. I would love to talk to your sister on the air. I think that'd be great. Miles
anytime
is a star.
We cold call anyone medically.
Shedeur is a star, but I can't market him yet. Because I don't think he's going to start the season.
I don't know that he's a star yet. He's a star.
He's not an NFL star.
An NFL star.
Even though his jersey has sold a bunch. Is Shedeur a star in the NFL yet?
No. I don't think so. I think it was a big hit going in the fifth round.
You have to go and you got to play well. Like Jeremy Lin. Was Jeremy Lin a star? Right now you're in Jeremy Lin territory. Even though you had a better college career. But in the NFL, you're kind of in that territory. Now, if he goes and he starts at some point here sooner than later and he plays really well, then easily a bona fide star because he's already got star making.
Is he going to be in commercials, do you think?
Start the season?
Yeah. Will you see him? If you watch a random NFL game, are you going to see Shedeur Sanders?
Well, he already has sponsorships.
Is he repping? Brands is he repping?
I think he had a fast food commercial already.
Burger Chef.
Well, you feel
we don't
like
have those here yet.
Okay, boy, this is interesting. You feel like even from the Sanders camp, if he shows up in NFL commercials and he's like third string, I don't think they're going to allow that. I think that's a terrible look.
Can they hold out for something bigger?
Or can they make sure those don't run until he starts?
Of course. I mean, you didn't make what you thought you were going to make on your rookie deal.
I mean, think about how Baker got crushed when he was bad, when he was statistically one of the worst quarterbacks in the league, and they were showing his commercials.
Oh, my God.
Johnny had one. Johnny had a candy bar one before he ever started the game.
At home is NFL.com, not Yahoo. I misspoke. I said Yahoo. I beg your pardon. We have stars. I think it's just easy to say, hey, you're 3-14. You weren't very good last year. The Saints weren't very good last year. The Titans weren't very good last year. So you all get 1 o'clock games until you prove something different. Hey, at least we have a crack at it with a quarterback right now. They got Tyler Shuck down there in New Orleans. Maybe they're going to like him. I'm not sure. And obviously they have a crack at it with Cam Ward. I would say if I was ranking, I'd probably say Cam Ward, Browns, Saints as chances to dig out of it.
Cam Ward is not. I mean, we're asking if Shedeur is a star. Cam Ward's not a star. I mean, he was the number one quarter. He was the number one player taken in a bad quarterback draft. And the headlines got totally snatched from him. Literally the minute he got picked and was walking, they had announced there's been a trade for the number two pick. So I don't think, especially in this league, it's tough to be a star to hit the ground running. Travis Hunter has a shot.
He threw out the first pitch of the Savannah Bananas game. Not as good of a throw as I thought it was going to be. It was a strike.
Not as dynamic an athlete.
It was a strike.
As you thought.
Yeah,
Deion Sanders could throw a baseball.
Obviously, he played Major League Baseball.
He could throw.
I bet Shedeur Sanders could throw out a hell of a first pitch.
Am I closing the book right now on Travis Hunter being a true superstar if he can't throw a baseball? Because he's being compared to a guy who could throw a baseball.
Something to think about. Daryl Ryder, who joins us coming up in 4 minutes.
Glad we traded him.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.